Quirijn de Jong van Lier, that's my name. That reveals a Dutch origin, which is the case. I work and live in Brazil for more than 20 years, and I work at the University of São Paulo. I'm going to present to you results from research from the last couple of years, done in cooperation with the eco-hydrology group at the Wageningen University in Holland. I could have listed many more co-authors in this presentation, but I only mentioned here the two persons really involved in this compilation. We are going to talk about transpiration, prediction of transpiration, which is of obvious interest to hydrologists, meteorologists, and agronomists. Transpiration is, in the first place, atmosphere-driven. And when resistances in the soil, plant, atmosphere system are relatively low, you can estimate transpiration by well-known, relatively simple equations like the Penman equation. And then you calculate something called also potential transpiration. When, however, the resistances in the system become higher, which occurs, for example, due to the soil drying out, then you get a higher resistance in the rhizosphere environment. Then the resistance increases in the soil, and as a response, the plant also has to increase the resistance at the stomatal interface in order not to dry out. And then you get a transpiration reduction due to water stress or drought stress. And that is our study object. And we do that from the soil physical standpoint of view, that is looking at the soil water resistance, the soil hydraulic resistance, in order to estimate transpiration reduction. So what the objectives are listed here, advanced and numerical modeling of root water uptake, estimate transpiration reduction due to drought and osmotic stress, although I will not address the osmotic stress in this talk, and verify these modeling results experimentally. Now, if you look at root water uptake models, you can think of a lot of processes involved, water stress, salinity stress, physiological processes, plant response or point response, if you have or if you don't have compensated water uptake in the root system, passive active nutrient uptake, and then you can get a lot of types of models. I listed some here. You can have one separation, one classification of microscopic models and macroscopic models. So the macroscopic models look at the whole root system, and the microscopic models look at a single root, usually. You can have crop growth formulations, so what is the crop growth reduction as a function of transpiration reduction. You can involve compensated water and or nutrient uptake or not. And in function of the model the kind of model you develop, you will have a set of parameters that you will need. So that's why this diversity in approaches resulted in the past decades in many root water uptake models, and I listed some authors here, but for sure I forgot a lot also. And we are just one in this list, and we are trying to advance in this matter. And we started in a microscopic perspective, and here is the Richards equation written for a microscopic single root uptaking water from the soil. So we have two characteristic distances, the root radius and the maximum distance from the root from where that root is uptaking water. So this is, here's the mouse, here. This is the volume explored by the single root. And this Richards equation here written for axisymmetrical coordinates or geometry can be solved not analytically without simplifications, but we can nowadays do it numerically. We can discretize it and then run a model to simulate situations. So if we discretize this equation, and then suppose certain boundary conditions, and the most important are that at this distance from the root there's no water movement, and at this distance from the root that is at its own surface, the uptake, the water movement, the flux density can be calculated as a function of transpiration rate and total root area, then we can make a numerical algorithm and make runs, and then we can create beautiful graphs of water content or water potential as a function of distance from the single root, and we can also do that in time. And if we do that, we get a result for different result for every soil, because every soil has its own set of hydraulic parameters. Now, if we use a soil hydraulic property called metric flux potential, which is not as well known as hydraulic conductivity, but is not much more complicated. It's the hydraulic conductivity integrated over an interval of pressure heads, starting at a certain reference pressure head. Well, before I go to this graph, I explain a little bit more why we do that. This metric flux potential, it has a very interesting quality. If you the gradient of metric flux potential in space equals the water flux density. So if you look at these graphs, here we have distance from the root, axial center from the root surface, and here we have the metric flux potential as simulated by the numerical algorithm. The gradient of these graphs is equal to the water flux density. And you can do that for, well, we did that for two transpiration rates. So of course, if the transpiration rate is high, the gradient will be higher. You can do it for, this mouse is very, okay, you can do it for several root length densities. So if you have more roots, each root has to take up less water. So you get a lower gradients. And if we choose for this the starting point of the metric flux potential integration, if we choose for this H, the reference pressure head, the value, the minimum value we assume, let's say if, this is difficult to explain this in a few words, but this reference pressure head, we make it equal to the lowest suction we assume the root can exert to the soil. So if we do that, then the metric flux potential will be zero when the root is at its highest suction capacity. And in these graphs here show this situation. You see that at the root surface, the metric flux potential is zero. It's a logarithmic scale, but it goes to zero. So this is a situation in which you have a root exerting suction at its highest possible capacity. And you can see that when that happens, in the soil, the metric flux potential is not equal to zero, because if you take an average value, for example, for this blue curve here, you can imagine there's some average value of metric flux potential which corresponds to some average water content in that system. So that makes that we can estimate what is the average water content in the root system when the root is at its highest suction capacity. And another interesting feature is that we can come to an analytical expression for these curves. So how is the M shape as a function of distance from the root, and it will be also a function of the root radius of that maximum distance of water extraction from the root and of the transpiration rate. We can also show results for these simulations now in time, pressure head in time, and then you see here the blue line is the average pressure head in the rhizosphere, and this pink line, or whatever color it is the pressure head at the root surface. So you see it going up and down, that's because of daily fluctuations. And you see that at a certain day, more or less 30 days, 32 days after starting of the simulation, the pressure head for the first time hits this minus 150 meters limit. That's the value we imposed for the highest suction the root can exert. And that is the moment which we can recognize as the onset of the limiting hydraulic conditions in that drying soil. And we can associate this moment to an average pressure head or also an average matic flux potential. Here you see the relative transpiration until this point is equal to 1, and from here on it's going down to 0. These results we could transform to matic flux potential instead of pressure head here, and then we could come to a relatively simple equation to estimate the onset of the limiting hydraulic conditions as a function of root length density and potential transpiration. Okay, we incorporated this knowledge into the swap hydrological model. We incorporate in the swap model a new reduction function. Traditionally, in the swap model, you have the Feddes reduction function, but we incorporated this matic flux potential reduction function. And it implicitly includes the feature of compensation. That means enhanced uptake from wetter layers when one or more layers become dry. And okay, I'm not going into this equation, but this is the expression for extraction from each layer as a function of matic flux potential and other root system characteristics. It looks complicated, but it's relatively easy to evaluate. And if we do that in a swap model, we compared several scenarios, but one of them, the large data set, was 35 years of observations from Canada, and we found that the results were not really different from the results from the Feddes reduction function. But in the new reduction function, you do not need as many as empirical coefficients, so that is an advantage of this new reduction function. We also did some experiments. How many minutes do I have? Two?
Yeah.
Okay. Some experiments with green with common beans in pots. We measured transpiration, soil hydraulic properties, root length densities. That's one experiment. The second experiment was a split pot experiment with sorghum plants, where we measured also water content pressure heads, and we made some different scenarios with a dry and a wet site to observe how the plant distributes its extraction. And these experiments showed that the upscaled single root model overestimates the water extraction capacity of the root system. So that was not, that was a little bit of a problem. If we include a root system heterogeneity factor in the model, then we could improve the agreement between model and experimental results. And this factor should account for mesoscale heterogeneity of the root length density, differences in root activity, soil root contact, and root radius. And this factor was in the order of magnitude of 0.05. And at present, I'm finishing, we are measuring system parameters in a field experiment in Brazil with common bean and soybean plants, and we are measuring saltwater potential with polymer tensiometers, several atmospheric parameters, plant parameters, root system parameters, and so on. So, thanks for your attention.
In your model, with respect to the drought tolerance and common fitted uptake, where do differences amongst different plants come into play? What parameter is?
They would be in the root length density. They would be in the value of matic of the limit of the highest possible suction that the plant root can exert. So that may vary. We used 150 meters, but you will have species with different values. So that would be the only two factors. So that's a soil physical standpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering, what kind of root length densities do you consider low?
Okay. Yeah, we took a compilation from literature, and we high in this case, if I'm not wrong, is one centimeter per cubic centimeter. 1 centimeter of root per cubic centimeter of soil. And low, in that case, is 1% of that. So that's 1.01 centimeter of root per cubic centimeter of soil. That's really low. I don't know. There are two questions.
I cannot see you on the corner. I'm sorry. This
below. Yes, below there.
See the chair. When you show those profiles of metric flux potential, you show steady state behavior. You didn't show transient. I mean, you'll have a transient scenario in which plants will extract water. You know.
In the very beginning. The daily cycle is simulated numerically. It's the analytical steady state.
So it doesn't account for the buildup of resistance, hydraulic resistance, as you extract water from that domain. Because, you know, as you extract water, you'll have lower conductance and you'll have higher resistance.
No, but. Yeah, it's a steady state, but in a steady state you have that M profile. Okay?
That M profile assumes that you have infinite supply of an inexhaustible flux of water from the boundaries if you have a fixed profile that is steady state. Right? In reality, you don't have that. You have two roots extracting, then ultimately you have a reduction in the.
Yeah, you have reduction in water content and your metric flux potential goes down. Yeah, that happens.
Thank you.
Okay.